business is going great and you're making money and you're banking it, are you then thinking a vision for greater things at that point?
My first thought was to expand the fence company, put a fence company in Oklahoma City and in Dallas. Just like I said, kind of like the model of American Fence in Bakersfield, which started American Fence in Phoenix, John Vandenberg. He ended up with 30 fence companies, sold out, got in the pipe business. He did really, really well. So I was going to put in more fence companies, but that industry changed, especially when I went to Oklahoma City. They were getting 20% less for the same fence that we sold here. It's a real easy business to get into, not a big investment, not a lot of skill. So a lot of people were in the fence business, kind of like people painting houses. Love those guys, but they don't make a lot of money. So I realized that if I put a fence company in Oklahoma City, we were going to struggle. By accident, I went to a company here in town called Interstate Tool. They were a tool and die company that stamped parts, all kinds of parts. And I went over there, and they wanted to fence around a tool crib indoors. So I looked at it, and I built the fence for them, but I got to be around those machines for a while. I never seen anything like that. Boom, boom, boom. And I got thinking, what could I make with that? At the time, this was 81, 82, the real estate industry for homes was just absolutely booming nationwide. Century 21, red carpet. You'd go into neighborhoods and you would see cardboard signs. Century 21, Call Jane. They couldn't get enough aluminum or steel signs. That caught my attention. So I thought, you know, those machines over at Interstate Tool, we can stamp those dudes out, do the seal screening and all that. So as I got into that, and I found out where a lot of them were being made down in Dallas, after I put everything together, it wasn't enough money there. So I got to looking at my own industry. We bought hinges and latches for wood fencing from Jameson down in Dallas. And boy, they'd rip you off. My goodness. Especially in the spring. You couldn't get anything. And after being in business for a while, you'd buy a truckload in the fall where you had product all year. So I got to tinkering with that latch, and it was a terrible latch. And I designed a better latch, way better. A hinge is a hinge. I later designed a spring-loaded hinge that did real well. But my first latch, all wood gates outside sag. It allowed the gate to sag and still close and latch. It had a lot of things to it that would save the fence because everybody would give a year's warranty on a gate and you'd go back at least once. Well, my latch, you wouldn't go back at all. So I came up with this hinge and latch, and by accident, I applied for a patent on that latch. I didn't know what a patent was. I designed that hinge and latch, had Interstate Tool make the dies. I bought a press down in Dallas. Time I got it back to Tulsa, I blew out all four tires. It was a heavy dude. And I started in fall of 82. I started stamping hinges and latches in my fence company shop, American Fence. I built a little 4,000 square foot building back there in 77, 78, behind this old house that guy sold to me on the credit, which burnt down April the 10th, 1980.
Wow.
I got a call in the middle of the night, said, your building's on fire. So this is a special day for me, kind of.
Right.
But I started stamping hinges and latches, and I'd load them up, and I got little paint rigs set up. I'd package them. I bought a used Hertz truck. Big van, 20-foot van. And because I already called a bunch of people in Dallas, said, yeah, we'll buy them. I went down there with a truckload of stuff and had sold it in one day. Seven fence companies sold everything I had. In fact, the last guy said, bring me more. And that's when I started manufacturing.
What was the name of that company?
I called it American Hardware.
So it wasn't just for your sale, because you used it too, but then you sold it to all these others. So yeah. Then you had two things going. You had the fence company going and American Hardware going.
Yeah, for about a year. I fell in love with manufacturing, and again, by accident, a guy called me, our brokerage company in Tulsa, I said, you want to sell your fence company? Because I got a lot of calls for that because we were successful. I said, yeah, I do, because I was going through a divorce. And I thought, you know, here's a way to get the money, put it in my manufacturing company and pay my ex off. So we sold American Fence December the 30th, 1982. And left the next day. Company went broke 22 months later, and he quit paying me. He was paying me a little over $4,000 a month. I carried the note on a lot of that. Well, let's see. That would put us about 84, 85. And I even visited a bankruptcy attorney. He looked at my stuff. He said, you don't need me. You need to just go back to work. He said, you're not that much in debt. I said, yeah, I just lost this $4,000. And he said, well, go make it. But anyway, I didn't. We struggled through 84, 85. I started making an ornamental fence product.
Okay, let me stop you. The American Fence went under.
Yeah.
Did you take it over?
I did. There wasn't nothing left. But
did
the name.
You start rebuilding it again?
No, I got a couple of guys to start building the fence and going on some calls, just some contractors to keep American Fence afloat, because I didn't want it. I was really trying to resell it. And I'll be darned, my cousin, Curtis Hayes, left Pioneer Fence. He said, I'll buy it. He said, I don't have any money, but I'll buy it. That was, again, about 85. He called it Jinx Fence. He changed the name because Adams went broke. American Fence had went broke. I really just gave him what was left, a few trucks and stuff.
Long and here, didn't you buy some acreage here in Owosso? 5 acres of land northeast of Owosso?
Well, I bought my house, the first house over here in 77. And that's when we moved to Owosso. I don't know where that came from. Now, I bought some land next to that house. The house was out in the country. It was then. It set on 5 acres. That's what it is. We bought the house in 5 acres.
Okay. And then you also built a big house northeast of Owosso.
Yeah, that was later on. That would have been in 94. I bought altogether 220 acres. 96 Street North, far as you go, and dead ends, Dover Pond on the left, and I bought that valley there on the right.
You were making some good money. You were going on cruises.
Yeah.
Taking great vacations.
Starting about 88, we turned the business around, selling quite a bit of the ornamental product. From the 90s, we went on a cruise every year. Sometimes I'd take all my sisters, take 20 of us.
This money that you were making, were you investing it in the stock market, or what did you do with your money?
No, during the years of American Hardware didn't last 6 months, and then I got a call from somebody in Pennsylvania who says, hey, you're up here using our name. And so there was American Hardware already in business doing doorknobs or something, so I changed it to Ameristar Fence Products. We kept growing the business. And, well, where did I put my money? We put it back in the business. My last loan, John, was 1991. And that's when I left Archer. Well, I still had that 3 acres where my fence company was. I went back there and bought the entire Flamingo Trailer Park for $80,000. Of course, it was nothing but land. It was flood zone now. But up there in that southwest corner, I built a 100,000-square-foot manufacturing facility. Concrete tilt up, great building. And that was my first building. I borrowed $1.1 million from the bank to build that building, and we were manufacturing product. I had designed the ornamental fence called the all-purpose, which could be shipped in a box. Ornamental panels, but broke down, shipped in a box. And boy, that took off. We were selling more than we can make, and I was making 40% margins on that product. But that was the last loan that I ever made. In fact, I paid it off in about 2.5, 3 years. The Ameristar, through the 90s and the first 2000s, well, ever since, it was growing double digits every year. From moving into that building in 91 and sitting on probably $5, $6 million in assets. And 2013, I'm sitting on $500 million worth of assets. So the money, we just kept building. Well, when I left, we had 1 million square feet. So the first building was 100,000 feet, And when I left, I sold Austin 980,000 square feet of plant space.